למים ועצמו, וחמנו לסניידו, להכריס, להמשיך למים עד שישלימו ממסו וקשיר מפה. מאיבס את הרוס, מאיבס אותו, משם האמרים שיהיה בו מי ישתפו, ובישראלים הם רוב אף אחד שלא ישות לו, רב שמנעים להירשות מה אף אחד שלא ירובו, שהם מלחל ומתונן לדעים, מאיבס את הרוס את שולחי כמוקרים שיהיה בו מי ישתפו, בדיספטן פושט, התן בדיספטן, ההודיע דסטיספטן, we have it spelled out, contrary to what this verse is soiled, said. Remember, I mean, this Mishnah, so there is a machlinke between the Rabbi Levadim, but in all the verse is soiled. When the Mishnah, at the end of Mishnah Hei, says, Shirim Yechalo Yitman Yodak, or there is a Yoshek Shirim Yechul Yitman Yodak, whatever. So, in Hebrew, we say Lechalo, so many explain that it doesn't mean Chalamamish. It means Isaac Hulo Lechalo. So the question, so there is a machlokes between the Rabbi Levadia and Rabbi Nore and the Divrei Tzfat. Rabbi Levadia and Rabbi Nore, most before, saying that the Kshetim Lechalo or Lechul, Levituli Adayim, has reference to the case of ordinary Megabo, not Megabo that were purified through the Ritas Akshoni, Robo Bishot for Alid Mishamai, Robo Akhofishalui Shot for Alid Misiler, Shot for Akhofishalui Robo Alid Mirachime. No, it doesn't have reference. There are, and most Rishay say, most before say that Kshir Lechal Ritman Yodayim has reference to ordinary Megabo. Ordinary Megabo that was not purified by means of Yerida Sakshon. So then it's Kshir Lechum, with Bunyadayim, or Kshir Lechalo, Yisat Fulo Lechalo. Mashiach came, Eve, it was already purified through Yerida Sakshon, then it's like the second level, like we come to Yishol Epos, this is what the Rabbi of the North. But, and that's the Pshat of most Epos. However, the Pharisee Soil, he is Chayit. I don't know why. He is Chayit. Why the Chayit come in? We can understand. Because he understood that in view of the fact that the Mishnah says Kshirim Lechalo Lechu Vilitmen Yiladayu after Meimis Ekaroso. So the Melee implies that the Kshirim Lechalo Lechu Vilitmen Yiladayu has reference to the case where there was a Yerida Sakshon. Because this is mentioned right after the Machlokes Mishama Yitzhiyo Rav Shimon. Alright, anyway, that's the Shita that tells his oil, which is contrary to the Shita, the Pshat, of most people. So he said that when it says Kshelen Lechalo, Yitzhah Fulo Lechalo, as he explains, Vituli Yodayim, it has reference to the case where the Megabo were already purified by means of Yerida Sakshon. So then it's only Kshirim Lechalo, Yitzhah Fulo Lechalo, but Lechalo Mamesh and Lechumo Mamesh, not Mashenke, Vintanti Shaliposko. So there it's kosher even Lechalo Mamesh and Lechumo Mamesh, Lechumo Mamesh. That's what the Tzfat says, but Rabbi Levadia Bar Nora says no. Yerida Sakshon, Rabbi Bishot Fu, or Rabbi Bishloi Shot Fu, or Shot Fu, Rabbi Bishloi Rabbu, has the same aloha, has the same potential as Mitamtzi Yishol Posko. So just as Mitamtzi Yishol Posko, so can be mitayet to such an extent that it's sharing Mitrumo, Vilitum and Yodayim Mitrumo, so Kobo Hakafishaloishot Walim Misilel is also entire to the extent of being Kshelim Mitrumo Mamesh, Vilitum and Yodayim is Tlachilos. That's what the Rabbi of Nora says. And most unfortunately agree with the sheet of the Rabbi of Nora, but you'll see that the deceptive is counter to the Tfelsis Roshi. Right, maybe say, Tanya Bidi said, Gabay Shein Bi Memso, Vi No Pao Yisei Chai Poches Bishli Shalubi Mayim, Mei, Psulim Lechalo ולתרומו וליטו מידיים, וקשירים להקריק עליהם. שירו, whenever the Tisette mentions the expression להקריק עליהם, it means, in other words, it can be used as a nucleus for filling up the mitzvah of Nemzah. That's clear lakdo. Of course, right now it's not kosher mitzvah with Seichai, because the Gabe only has less than Nemzah. But suppose now a Gabe Shem in Nemzah, and then two looking mighty shuvi, two looking mighty plenty, fall into it. So that cannot pass all the mikveh, because only Gimulugi Mayim Shuvi can pass the mikveh. But less than Gimulugi, even if it should Shuvim and Tmeim, it cannot pass the mikveh. And then an hour later it starts raining, it starts pouring, and a lot of rainwater falls into the mikveh. So then, and now we have already, after the rainwater dropped into the mikveh, we have more than them so. So it's a kosher mikveh. That means Shevel Hakrizalim. Yorduk Shomim, Robo Vishotru, but as long as he didn't drain him, so it's possibly Chalav the Mitrumo. Why? Because it has two Rugim. Two Rugim, Mind Mei, even if it's Nacho. Even if it's Nacho. So that Mind Mei is possible. So the melee, he cannot use the water of the gabo of that mikveh litrumo, because of the possibility that that water that he will draw from that gabo will contain the mind main. So it will be mitami litrumo. So, and he cannot use it little men yodayim litrumo, because the water that he'll pour over his hands might contain those drops of mind making. So how can his yodayim become toya lachilas trumo? So yodu shomi, robo vishotu kedila bishamai, ubisila rinu roba kumishoshotu, ukedila rabshime shotav shol robo, kshirim lichalo vilitrumo, tunitmo yodayim. Doesn't the Tisefke spell it out contrary to what the Tzvart Yisrael says? Because according to Tzvart Yisrael, Yodinus Akshomi is only effective to purify, to be retired, the Megabo, so that it can be used for Yisra'atul Chalo, but it still cannot be used for Chalo Mamesh or for Truma Mamesh. And here it says, Robu Ahopisholoi Shot. So there, it's Ksherim Lechalov Lechumo. So it's Mamesh, contrary to what the Tzvart Yisrael says. So it's that's a Raya Mefureshes to the Rav Gavinore Shite, and most Mefureshes Shite. Alright. Ksherim Lechalov, the case of Rav Rav Shoshot, כדי לבסירה, מי כשומר לכם בו ימסור בסיכת 19 סור, ונופו בסיכת בורת בגימון ובמים שום מתראים, כי אם שנופו בסיכת חופה ובסור, שאולי נקשום עם תרם, מפני שרובו, וכן תצות רב אופי של רובו, כדי לרב שימן, מי כשומר לכחוב סור, ובסיכת 19 סור, ונופו בסיכת פוחת בגימון ובמים שום מתראים, כי אם שנופו בסיכת סור אחר, שאולי נקשום עם תרם, מפני ששוט, וחמו שוט הוא קורצ'ן, not with the Shlesh Lugim Mayim Shuvim Tmeim. So if it is Shlesh Lugim, so then it passes the Mikveh, and it cannot be Nishlem to a Mikveh. In other words, it's possible Hakris Alev. So it's true in Bechalo, with Trumot, with Yedayim, it's true Hakris Alev. Yod Ukshomi, Rabu Bishot Bisham Rabu Bisilel, Rabu Bishot Gidu Rab Shimen, Rabu Rab Shimen Shot Rabu Bishot Rabu, Shem Rechal Betomin Redayim Pizum Adlari, Achi Yetzem Enu Mimui Vei. So there is Aloche. Now the Aloche is that if you have, let's say, a mikveh with 39 zot, 39 zot, you have a mikveh with 39 zot, and then Mayim Shenom Shum, but still not the kosher mikveh, because we need one more zot, and then Gimel Lugim Mayim Shuvim fell into the mikve that had 39. So, by Yishayim Shuvim, so that passes the mikve. So, to such an extent that you cannot be matched there. What does it mean? Let's say you have 39. So, make sure in the mikve, and then you will look in my Yishayim, even if my tail, not my tail. You will look in my Yishayim, dropped into it. So that passes the mikve. Now then it starts raining, and let's say another saw of Mishonim falls in. So you cannot use it to fill it, because the fact that Gimulugi Shuvim fell into the mikve before the mikve had Mem saw, so that passes the whole mikve. So it's not only the Gimulugi that passes, it passes the whole mikve. It's analogous to the concept of Tichon Atzis Nevelet by Tarumas. In other words, we have, let's say, according to Rabbi Ephraim, Chachmei Sforah, so it only applies to Kosev Chol. According to the Ram, it applies to Misur. So that means if let's say, a Chtiche of 50 Gzeisi, Bosov, absorbed one Kazayis of Chelet to such an extent that the Kazayis of Chelet gave the Tam of Chelet in the big Chatiche, of 50 Gzeisi, of Boso, so then if we apply the Aloche of Tichon Atzis Nevelet, so we say the whole 51 Gzeisi, Chatiche, is a Chepzovit, Israel, Tichon Atzis Nevelet. So we have the same kind of concept in Mikveh. If a Mikveh had 39 so, if the Mikveh had many so make sure, then you can dump in 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, so I'm sure. And it, everything becomes in show through the process of Ashok. But if the mikveh does not have as yet memso, mention, even if just the mashu, one quarter is lacking to have memso. But as long as you don't have mem full so, so then Gimulugi Mayim Shuvim drop into that mikveh, so the all the 39 so become possible. Like Tichon Atzis Nevelet, the same kind of counsel. So the question is, so what is to be done in order to retire the mikveh? In order to retire the mikveh, is it necessary? Let's say if you have 39 so of Mikshon, and then Gimulugi Mayim Shuvim falls in. So, in order to be retired as a mikveh for tefillin, is it necessary that you should empty out all the water, pump out all the water, not to leave any water here, and then manipulate that rainwater should drop in? No, it's not necessary. Of course, if you do that, it's certainly all right. If you pump out all the water, don't leave any water left, and then you manipulate that the drain water should come in. So then of course it's kosher. But there is another way of making the mikve kosher. In other words, that's a mishnah. In Perek Gimel mishnah beit keitzah. הבירה שבחוצר, ונופו שלי שלוגים, ואילו מובי פסולי, עד שייצים ממנו מלוי אלי. מלוי אלי, in other words, that means, suppose you have in the mikveh 20 so, mind change you, make sure, then someone took the kettle and dumped it. Give a lugin from the kettle into that mikveh. So what does that mikveh have? Gimulugi Mayim Shuvim, so that passes the 20 so. So Mimele, then it started to rain, and 21 so of Mikshon, 21 so, 21 so of Mikshon dropped in, so then it becomes a kosher image. In other words, so the halacha is that if it is ashiyetzu b'men, meluyei In other words, I'm sorry. It's not so simple. It means, if it is, הפיר שבחוץ ונופלו לישלי שלינגי לאילום הוא בפיסולי עד שייצו ממנו מילוי הבאי. In other words, that if, let's say, the mikveh had chofsor beishon, and then Gimu Rubi Ma'ishuvim fell into it. So then it puzzled, so how much is possible? So we have here Ma'ishuvim of Gimu of 20 saw plus Gimu Rubi. Then it started to rain. And 40 saw plus more than 40 saw rainwater dropped in. And then after 41 saw dropped in. And after the 41 saw dropped in, you emptied out 20 saw plus from the mikveh. Originally there was 20 saw mikshon. And then Gimu Rugi Mayim Shuvi fell in. So how much Mayim Shuvi do we have now? 20 saw plus Gimu Rugi. Then 41 saw dropped in. So what is this? So how much do we have now all together? It makes Shom. The training. So we had 20 plus Gimuruti plus 41. So we have 61 so plus Gimuruti. 61 so plus Gimuruti. Then if you empty out 20 so plus. So that means you already emptied out Miluive. In other words, when Gimu Rugi Mayim Shuvi falls into a mikveh, so then it puzzles all the water, the volume of water that was contained in the mikveh at the time that the Gimu Rugi fell into it. At the time when the Gimu Rugi fell into it, how much did we have? 20 saw. So that means that the 20 saw became shore. So then more rainwater drops in, and so let's say if 40 saw plus of rainwater rained in after the human looking fell in, so then you only have to empty out 20 saw plus. So then the Mui made was already emptied out. So Mimele, it becomes a Kosher Mikveh. That's the alibi of Mui made. So, except the same. Vizeu Mui made, Mikveh Shul Marzik Esrim So, Uvisekhe Shah Esrim So, in the capacity of the mikveh is 10 so, and it had in it 19 so, אין לו משום. ונופל לשיח השליש שלו כמיים שום. דמי, ויודו מקשון, ונשמאו, להם אמור פיסוי, עד שיצא ממנו מלוי ואי ידו במועד, למיים שליש שלו כי. מקווה שיש במם צוח עוד הפותת, ונופל לשיח השליש שלו כמיים שום. דמי, פסולים לחלו יתרומו, ומיתרו ידיים, פסולו להקליס עליהם. פוחס משלוי שלוקים, אפילו כולם דמי, כאילו שנופל מזיך יקרו תפחו של מקסון מותר, וכשם שתהר מתפילו, כך תהר מחודו. פירש מלוי יותר שפוי, ואין מעט יסר, כדי שהוא נשארו בישלוי שלוק. So that's the why. In other words, if a mikve became possible, because Gimo Lukin fell into it before he had them saw. So how much? So it becomes possible for Lata. Not for Lata, I mean, not Galata, it's not the right expression. So the value that of water that was contained at the time that the Himalukim fell in becomes possible. And then if more rainwater drops in, so then you have to empty out that volume of water plus a mashmal. So if at the time the Himalukim fell in, it had 20 soul. It had 20 soul. So then rainwater comes in. So as soon as 40 soul of rainwater rained in, so then you only have to empty out 20 soul plus. 20 soul plus. So then the mikveh will be kosher. Suppose at the time the Gimurugi fell in. So the mikveh was empty. The mikveh was empty. And then Gimurugi Mayushum fell in. And then it starts to rain in. So the moment it rains in 40 so plus. So the mikveh is kosher. For three. Suppose at the time the Gimurugi fell in, so there was one saw of Mikshon. One saw of Mikshon. So the one saw Mikshon that was contained in the mikveh at the time the Gimurugi fell in became shol. Then it starts to rain. So if 41 saw plus rain in, then you can be machshir the mikveh by emptying out one surplus. In other words, you have to accept to empty out after new rainwater comes in. You have to empty out the total quantity of water that was contained at the time the Gimurugim fell into the mikveh plus the machshir. So that's the aloche of Nuri. Alright. Mitam tzieshoi pos. למי לא פירש, וישוס אותו יותו יודי, מה יפה יש לו שם איתם וזה, המי לא דם ולא לא עושו את פירו למי מהגמי, ולא אוכל אולסו, אבל נשאיר איתו, עשו דום לחיים את יודיים. תן יביא יסף, ולמי לא מיתם שיש לי פוסקו, שמדביר לס המי לא, מדביר לבי לא לא מיודיים וכאילו. זה הכלל, כל מי כשאתם תהיו בי יודיים וחיים את תהיו בי, אלו אתם תהיו בי יודיים וחיים את תהיו בי, ואלו אם מיתם שיש כל מה שעכשיו נהיה לבוא מבית עצים. פוסק כשאתם לבוא מבית עצים הרי כי מיתם שיש. פוסק הרי הוא כמי גבוהים, החיתם של היום בזענורים כמבוצים, הביצים, הרי הוא כמי תמציאס, החיתם של מיון, כל זמן שיבואים אחמס המיון, אבל פי שפייסקים וחייזרים, ומי שכינה הם כמיון, פוסקו ניס מי שכין, הרי הוא כמי תמציאס, פי פירוש כמי תמציאס שומי פוסקו, הרי הוא כמיון ניתאיו בכל שום, אבל פי שאין בהם, החיתם מצד, החיפה מצד מיון, סו כל זמן שיבואי מקמס ריון, אבל פי שפייסקי וחזרים ומי שכין, הרי אם כמיון, הרי אם כמיון, סו, הרי אם כמיון דלתאי בכל שור, אבל פי שאין לי למצוא, פוסקו מליס מי שכין, פוסקו מליס מי שכין, הרי אם כמתמציאס, and then there is another gilse, harein ki mei gaboyim. Now, I just want to finish with the Rav and the Rash, the other finishing. Now, Mishnah Zayin. So far the Mishnah discussed two levels, Megaboy and Mitamtzin Shloipos. And Mitamtzin Shloipos. So, then, now the third level. Then the third way. Now the fourth way. Suppose you have a mile. Now the water is a mikveh in order to be mitayel. Must have been so. If he doesn't have been so, he's certainly not mitayel. Although certainly not. Midraisim. Kailin, so midraisim could be mitayel. But midrabon, a mikveh could be mitayel in Kailin. Even Kailin, unless it has been so. But my own entire whole shoe. So Kailin certainly can be mitayel. Not only midraisim, the whole shoe, even midrabon. How about Odom? So there is a machlokes. According to the Rambam and the Raide, so a Mayon can be tired of the whole show, even with Rabbah. And according to Teisves and the Rosh, so a Mayon cannot be tired even with Raise and Odom unless the Mayon has Mensah. So the halacha is that the Mayon, even if it's kosher, certainly can be mitayel kelim. According to the Rambam, it can be mitayel in Modom. According to the Rosh, it could not be mitayel Modom. Midraisim it couldn't be mitayel. Alright. So, but kelim it certainly could be mitayel. Suppose you had a Mayon, Shemim of Gorki, Vishehobo of Mayim Shuvi. So if you had a Mayon, even a Mayim kosher, and then you don't Mayim Shuvim into it, in view of the fact that the Mayon, even if it has less than a soul, has a Halisha Mikveh, so it can affect Hashot. So anyway, just as a Mikveh that has Memsah, if you don't hear to Mayim Shuvim, so the Mayim Shuvim can become Mayim Shuvim to Hashot. Hashot manifests itself in two effects. First of all, it can be Matkiya, the tune of the year before my Yitzayim, and Ashoke can be Matkiya, the Halishem show of the year to fall my Shuvi. So the moment if you take, let's say you have a kettle with water, that's my Shuvi, and you spill it near the Mikveh, so that it touches the Mikveh, so the year to fall my Shuvi, become Eilam Shuvim, so the melee. But if you want to be Mashik is Mechava, connected to a Mikveh, so you can affect Ashoke only if the Mikveh has Memsah. But if you want to be Mashik to a Mayon, so then it doesn't need Memsah, because the Mayon, even if it doesn't have Memsah, it still has a Chavush and Mikveh, it can be entirely Kailin, and the Kolta Menor Sheikin, the Kolta Rambam, the Raide, it can even be Mitayah Odo, would be lesser than so. So the Mele, if you had Mayon Shemim on Mod, you had very little water on the Mayon, but it has a Chalishan Mikveh, and then you don't, Mayon Shuvim into it. So through Ashoke, the year before Mayon Shuvim, became Mayon Shuvim. So Shogali Mikveh Mitayah Beshvir, who Mayon Mitayah Adol Bechoshu, the Aloche is, the halacha is that a mikveh can be mitayeh, that a mikveh can only be mitayeh of the shvira, it's still water, not if it's flowing water. Zeh, mashik and mayon can be mitayeh of the shvira if it's still water, and even if it's flowing water, So here Mishnah says, suppose you have a mayon, the tree of water. Then you don't mind shooting, a lot of mind shooting into it. So that was Matkiya, the mind Halishem Shuvim, from the theater for mind shooting. And then that Mayon, so you can be taken even though it doesn't have Mensah. But שוד המקווה לטייה בן שמיר. In other words, it cannot be Mitaya Bezeichu. So the Rambam Midrash,
the
Before you dominate, before you saw mind shooting, mind making into the Mayan, so then the area where it was Nimshach was from here there. Before he dumped, the four is on mind shooting. As a result of dumping, four is on mind shooting, so that extended the area of flow, the area of it. So it started to Nimshach, not only after here, but after here. So we have two areas. We have the original area, where there was water, water was Nimshach. And now we have the extended area of Amshoch, where water flows. So the Ran explains the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says this. The Mayomeh, Mayom Shemim Amwati, the Shehobol of Mayom Shum. So we have two areas. We have the original area, where there was Mayom before to, let's say, from here to here. And then we have the extended area of flow. So in the original area of flow, so then it is Mitaya Bechotshu, it is Mitaya Bechotshu, and it's Mitaya Bechotshu too. So when the Mishnah says, Remayomen, Mayim Shemiyom Moti, Bishopopolo Mayim Shubi, Shobi Mitra Mitaya Bechotshu, and it has reference to the extended area. In the extended area, where water was not flowing, where there was no water before the dumping. So Melee, since the Mayon did not reach originally that area, let's say the new area, the extended area, so Melee, it cannot have the Chalim in Mayon, because the original Mayon did not extend originally to this area. It only extended as far as here. So as far as the extended area is concerned, it can only be Mitaya Beshbeira, and in order to be Mitaya here, there must be Memzor. Ulimayu Lahavi Vilhoshu has reference to the original area of flow. The original area of flow, so since there was the Mayo before, so even now that it has the Mayo Mitzvah, but since in the original area, there was Mayim before, so even now it can be Mitaya Bechotshu, and it can be Mitaya Bezehu. This is what the Rambam says. From the end of the Omer, that memory phase in the Ram, the tenth line from the end of the Omer. Umuchachor minitnam bin perikabu mikvoi. Mayon shemim of mori, sherobo of mayim shum, shobo mikvotaya bezbeiro, mayon ad mochosho, umitoni shobo mikvotaya bezbeiren, ao memokin yeish beishim mitaya bezeiro, sheino of the mayon, ala arein kimitve shetzorach hezbeiro, voda kotoni u mayon ad mochosho, ובאדם מסתונים שובל מים ועד מוחושו, הוא עדים מתאר בזכוין, כי מתירס מים ומים עוד, ביקשי הרי שעשי, אלא בא דהום כמה. מים זה שרוב עוד מים שובי. מכן יש בי שתירס מקווה עליהם, וצורך השברת, והנעיס המכניס, שהוא זכו בין אחשוק מחמסכי בו הנעיפים, והוא היו זכו בין בתחילות, ומכן יש בי שהוא נשתם לדיני מחמי שאולו, אלא הרינו כמיום, אחד מוחושו, והנעיס המוקים שאנחנו מתחילו עם הזכו בין, והיידו מקטוני ומיין ועד מבינזכוי, אם נעמי דוריס נגדים ששומר מקרה שצור שיעו, נראה לי ביטון הרוח על השמינון, טרינטי מקרה ומיין, וכל אחד מכל אחד למשל. ומתון הרי ששומר מקרה ותאיה בסבירה, מכלל שאין סימוקים ששומר במיין ומתון הסייפה לצורך השבירה. ומתון הסייפה ומיין ועד בכל שום, ואין סימוקים ששומר מקרה ניתון הרי שצור שום. So the Ram explains that there are two areas. There is the original area where the water was there before. So that in the original area is entire Bechotshu, and it's entire Bechotshu too, because we have, even before we dumped the Mayim Eitri, so Mayim was flowing here in that area, let's say from here to here. But then in the extended area, where before he dumped the Mayim Shuvim. So water didn't flow in the extended area. So now water is flowing as a result of the Mayim Eitzim. So the Mele, since the water flows here only as a result of the Mayim Eitzim, so the Mele can be seen of Mikveh. And so what made it flow? The Mayim Eitzim, not the Mayim, the Mimayim. So the Mele can be seen of Mikveh. So the melee can only be entire Meshmeren, and it requires them suffering. So when the Mishnah says, entire the whole show, it has reference to the original area. And in the original area, it can be entire Meshmeren too. When the Mishnah says, entire Meshmeren, when the Zechu not, it has reference to the extended area. And in the extended area, it's not entire the whole show, it requires them suffering also. So it's for its learning concern. In other words, the Mishnah here discusses two separate areas. So, the ratio of the Mishnah that says Litaya Beishmeren has reference discusses the extended area. So it's Litaya Beishmeren, not the Dechlin, and it requires them so. The same of the Mishnah that says Lahatil Bechol Shul has reference to the original area. So, and it says Bechol Shul, and it can be entirely Dechlin also. This, of course, it's not consistent with the Pashto Poshna Mishnah. Now the Rambam passes this Mishnah and he doesn't say what the Rambam says. So the Kashe of the Ram is against the Rambam. So why does the Mishnah say, obviously according to the Rambam, so there is a difference between the potential of Mayon to be Mitaya Bechol Shul and the potential of the Mayon to be Mitaya Bechol. In other words, in the case where it's Chobol of Mayon Eitzim, so then it does not have the meaning of Mayon regarding the potential of being Mitaya Bechol. But it has it in Mayon regarding the potential of a Mayon to be Mitaya Bechol. The question is, why? So Reb Chaim has, I asked to go over the Reb Chaim, but I just want to mention briefly because it's very late. So Reb Chaim has here two thoughts. He says that the first diet is, then Reb Chaim refutes the first diet. But I don't think that it has to be refuted. I think that the first diet is very good. So then we'll be able to discuss that, on Tuesday. But the first diet of Reb Chaim is as follows. That there are certain halachas that are following the chesed of Mayim. Now he mentions a Mishnah. There is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avichot, Gal Shemishmash. Let's say from the Yam or from the Mayim. So a Gal was detached, a wave of water was detached from the Mayim or from the Yam. The Yam is a gigantic Mayim. So suppose, let's say, a Gal, a wave was detached from the Yam or from the Mayon, and it was raised, and then no foul our Kele. And then a Kele was immersed in that Gal as it broke off from the Yam or from the Mayon. The age being Memso, and if it has Memso, so then it's not. The implication being that it requires Memso. Gal Shemitbal, Gaon Shemitbal, and then, no power or order, Malakeli, so Gaon is that if Yesh be Memso, so it's not. That if it has Memso, if it doesn't have Memso, now. Now the question is, why does it have to have Memso? We see that a wave of water that is detached, that is neck up from the Mayon, from the Yam, also has meaning of Mayon. And by Mayon, we always say it's entire the whole show. So why does the Mishnah say Gaus and Mishlas is so in Nopal, so it's engaged with them, so it's entire. Even if he doesn't have them so. So the Shach is that Kashi. And the Shach says, when is Mayim entire the whole show without him so? That is, if he doesn't have, when is Mayim entire the whole show if he doesn't have him so? That is, if it's not Mishmash. But he's large, then it requires the answer.
So he goes then,
what's the longest of the shaft? The shaft, okay. We see that from the Mishnah. Chaim says, there are certain things that are told in Men Mayon, and there are certain things that are told in the Heft of Mayon. The Heft of Mayon. If a gal is mislash from the Mayon, from the Yam, so Men Mayon it is, because after all, you know, Men Mayon have certain attributes. I mean, they flow with they flow with the swiftness. So even when the gal, the wave of water is mislash, is detached from the Yam, from the Mayon, it still retains the properties, the attributes of Men Mayon. So the male intends the Chalei Shem Men Mayon. But there are certain halachot that depend upon the Chet